To Jeremy Howe, Gary Lyon said before the season started he was the best mark he's ever seen in the game. He's
on the line. Can I clarify that? Best mark ever.
Ever seen in the game.
Full stop.
The purest mark ever.
Full stop. Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Full stop.
And he has continued to show us why this year. He did it a couple of weeks ago and he's on the line now. Morning to you, Jeremy.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Great to have you on. Congratulations on another spectacular leap the other day. Where does it rate in the top five?
Yeah, I'd have to slip it in the top five. I reckon it'd be at the pointy end for sure. It'd be up there with the Sydney one in 2012, I reckon.
It was great to watch, mate. But not that we would. We hope we're more rounded than that. But the thing about you being such a great mark should never detract from the fact that you're having an All-Australian-style halfback year, and that is why we should congratulate you as well.
Nah, I appreciate the feedback, boys.
He's low key.
Yeah, too low key for my life.
No, Wisp, you
amp it up a bit, Jeremy. Otherwise, we'll be very short interview.
Is it your best season ever, Jeremy?
We'll start again.
I think in terms of consistency, but the ability to be able to play four quarters consistently enough, I suppose, in previous seasons. I've managed to find a way to be able to play a month of good footy and then I'd taper away and drop away for a few weeks and then try to bounce back. So in terms of consistency, I'd hold it up there as my best season yet so far.
Hey, Jeremy, you know, with your marking, the detail of it all, is it all instinctive or do you actually see the whole thing just unfolding before your very eyes and get time to actually think about what you're doing?
I guess in terms of the way I go about it, I don't deliberately think, okay, someone's underneath me now, I have to do this. It's almost, I suppose, as a kid, you're always taught to try to take the ball at its highest point, and I've kind of continued that through, and I put it down to timing more than anything. So if I jump and try to get the ball at its highest point, regardless if someone's underneath or not, I feel that the timing's probably the most important thing of all.
Do you think you can teach somebody that?
We certainly get the jump bag out, and poor Anthony Rocker or Jared Rivers have to cop a few at the end of training, and you talk through guys, and even so, it's probably more so the timing aspect where people probably come unstuck. When people are trying to jump on the bag and trying to get that delayed hang time reaction is probably when they make their mistake. So you can definitely get better, but a lot of it's a bit of instinct as well. So, yeah.
You're a forward down in Tassie. You came to Melbourne as a forward. You played early days as a forward. Then you went back and you played really good footy at Melbourne. I think Bucks and by your own admission, you said, I'll go to the Pies and play as perhaps at high forward and maybe even through the midfield. But, I mean, you just look to all intents and purposes as a ready-made defender.
Yeah, I guess. I played, like you said, majority of my footy career as a forward. And then, I probably would have played close to 50 AFL games as a defender at Melbourne. And, when I come to Collingwood, we had a pretty clear focus. It was going to be, kind of a high half forward slash wing role. And due to a fair few injuries of our backs, I got the tap on the shoulder from Bucks. And it was a bit of an awkward conversation initially. But I'm going to tell you something that I promised I wouldn't let you do. And I'm going to send you down the back line this week. And, to be honest, I took it in my own stride. It was fine, and I'm yet to see the front half after that conversation. So we'll see how it goes. But I am enjoying my footy. I feel like I'm playing more consistent. So probably until I play a few bad ones in a row, I'll probably get the tap in the shoulder. I'll either be dropped or sent back forward.
Do you reckon you could go forward? Like, you didn't have the success. It was the success you're having now. Like, as we said, you're absolutely all Australian form now, but you didn't really approach that status as a forward. Do you think you could go back there now and have that sort of impact as a forward?
Well, I think playing as a forward initially and then going to a defender probably has its advantages as well. As you kind of know what the forward's trying to do, and having the experience and playing on some gun forwards as well, it almost makes you feel like probably the knock when I was a forward, I didn't work hard enough, and I guess playing on these good small forwards and medium forwards like that, your mentality is if I end up going forward, I'd definitely try to use some of those techniques going forward. But at the moment, I guess I'm stuck in the back line for a bit longer.
Which do you prefer?
I'm enjoying my footy at the moment. It's probably the happiest I've been since I started. So I'd have to say the back line at the moment.
Hey, Jez, can you just give us a bit of an update on injuries in any order?
Yep.
Jamie Elliott, Daniel Wells, Tyson Goldsack, Ben Reed.
Yep, so Goldie's, he'll be put through a test this afternoon through our main session, but looking pretty positive. Reedy's put his hand up for selection, so he's eligible to play. Wellsy's started his running program and building, so yeah, they won't be rushing him in anytime soon. Young Jamie Elliott, he's still probably 2 to 3. Have I forgotten anyone?
Yep. Will you still make the finals, Jeremy?
Yeah, we definitely can. Like, clearly, you know, we've got 10 games to go, and probably that 12 win mark's the one that you want to get, and we've got a pretty tough draw at the end of the year, but if you want to make finals, all the tough teams are going to be there anyway. So the belief is still there. If we bring our best footy for more games than not, we believe we can still make it.
If you don't make it, would you play AFLX in the Saturday after the end of the home and away series?
You might have to tell me what it is.
No, that's a good point. You might not get. Well,
none of us know.
It's floated that there's a seven-a-side comp that might start or run for that day in the week off. But if you don't know about it, mate, no good asking you.
I'm not sure, so I'll have to get some info and then get back to you.
I'll doorstop you on it later today.
Sounds good. I was good at that.
Thanks, Jez. Good luck this weekend.
No worries. Thanks, boys.